Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to our 10th episode of For Real. I am your host, Craig Acton. Normally, we would have a co-host, Dan the Man Lamb, but he, for some reason, has not called in yet. So we're going to rock this soul for now. If he calls in, great. If he doesn't, tis a loss. On today's show, we're going to go over... I'm going to review the movie Battle Los Angeles. We're going to talk about the new trailers in our trending trailer segment. We're going to talk about what movies are coming out this weekend and out this weekend. Then we're going to talk about why the show was not on yesterday at 4 o'clock, and there is a story behind it. And then we're going to talk about, we didn't cover a lot of stuff from last week's show. So I'm going to try and cover some stuff from then, which is bad customer service and something that I just found out today, personal trainers at the gym. So we're going to start with the review of Battle Los Angeles. This movie was amazing. I loved it. I've seen it 3 times now. I want to see the 4th, but I don't know if I will. It's a long movie. If you haven't heard of this movie, it's an alien invasion movie. It takes place in Los Angeles. And it's set in August of 2011, so who knows if this will happen or not, when all of a sudden, for no reason, a cluster of meteors come down, and what's inside the meteors? Aliens. What do the aliens want? Our water. It sounds stupid, but it's a really fun action ride. The main character is Staff Sergeant Michael Nance, played by Aaron Eckhart, who you might know from movies like Love at Love. It's a movie called Jennifer Aniston, Love Actually, I think. And then he was best known really for The Dark Knight, where he played Two-Face. He has to lead a group of Marines as they do a mission in L.A. through this godforsaken hellhole in Los Angeles. Is the movie stupid? It is. Is the dialogue bad? Oh boy, it is. Is the action kick-ass? Yes, it is. That being said, what did you expect from a giant alien invasion movie? Sorry, people. I'll get to why I sound like I have, like, tuberculosis later. But the dialogue is bad. Okay, it is just plain bad. There is a point when they're actually having a shouting competition, it looks like. But I don't go to an alien movie for dialogue or acting or a story. I go to watch cool aliens, cool ships, and cool special effects, and that's what I got. The aliens looked cool. They actually seemed pretty damn menacing for the whole movie. And what I liked about this movie is that I guess you can call it formula, but I like the formula of it. And the formula is that in the beginning of every alien invasion movies, they're unstoppable, right, most of the time. The humans can't defeat them for anything. And then about halfway through, we go, oh yeah, we're the humans, this is a movie. And we defeat them. I like that. Unlike a movie like Skyline, which, if you have not seen Skyline, the ending is not good for us. And I don't like that. I like knowing that we can defeat E.T., even if it is fake. Some other stars in this movie are Michelle Rodriguez as... Air Force Sergeant Elena Santos. Neo, the pop star Neo, is in this movie. Bridget Monaghan, Michael Pena, Kristen Joey. 1 second. Can you go somewhere?
Yeah.
All right. This is probably the... I'll go somewhere. This is probably the loudest movie I've seen this year so far. If not the most obscure today, people, today's show might be short just because I don't think Dan's going to call in. I don't know why. I hate getting off subject, but I just read on Dan's Facebook that he just broke up with his girlfriend. And as nice of a friend as I could be, when I first read that, the first thing I thought was, he's not going to call in. Because I wouldn't. And then the second thing I thought is, Dan, your shit always gets in the way of my shit. Every time I want to do something or have something planned, his shit comes up. But enough. I'm not going to sit here and badmouth my friends. Back to the movie. This is directed by some director. I have no idea who it is. It's Jonathan Linsberger. Yeah, I don't know who he is. This is a fantastic popcorn flick. It's not a date movie. It's a friend. It's definitely a guy's film. Now, if you're comparing it to other Alien movies, Skyline, it blows the shit out of that. Skyline could suck my cock. If you're comparing to Independence Day, I don't know. Independence Day is a classic Alien movie, but I still found more enjoy. I still enjoy this movie more just because Independence Day is too long and it's too derivative of a plot. If you're comparing to War of the Worlds, I think War of the Worlds is better. That's how I feel about that movie. So I give this movie on my scale a I'll go low full price. That's it for the review. Now, again, the review would be longer, but Dan is not going to be here, probably. I guarantee he won't. I'll go check in like 5 minutes. If he hasn't called him then he won't be here. I don't know what to do. All right, now we got some new trailers to talk about, and there's been a lot of trailers that came out in the last week. The first one is for J.J. Abrams' new movie, Super 8. And how does that look? It looks pretty damn good, I have to admit. When I first saw the teaser for this, for Iron Man 2, I just kept thinking, okay, Cloverfield 1.5, thank you very much. And this is not Cloverfield 1.5. This is Super 8, and it is awesome. The plot I'm still not set on. All I know is a train crashes and something escapes from the train, and then shit goes down because of that fin of the train. Simple enough. But I am definitely looking forward to this movie. This movie looks so good. Other trending trailers. Hoodwink 2, Hood vs. Evil, and no, I ain't lying. That's really a movie. That came out this week. I saw it, and I almost lost my lunch. It was funny. I was losing my lunch while I was in the chair. It's funny, too. The animation got worse for this movie. Like, you watch this, and you go, my God, what are they doing over there at the Weinstein Company where this is made? Are they just, like, doodling stick figures and saying, put it in the movie? Because it looks terrible compared to the first one. And the first one animation isn't even that good either. So, I mean, if you're going below, I mean, the first one was about average for animation for 2006. This one is going way below average for 2011. I mean, when you have movies like Romeo and Juliet and Rango, yeah, this is far below both those movies. That's all I'm saying. So I couldn't be looking forward to this movie any less. If God himself put a gun to my head and said, all right, you're going to watch this movie, or I'm going to kill you, I'd be like, will I die instantly? Okay, well, okay, kill me. It's just how I feel. That's about it for the trailers. This is going to be a super short show. I haven't done one show by myself, and top on that, I'm super tired. I'm going to take a nap right after this. The only reason why I'm doing this is for you guys, so for all two of you out there that listen to this show. All right, out this weekend, we got three movies. We got Paul, we got The Lincoln Lawyer, and we got Limitless. Paul is a comedy. Nick Frost, Simon Pegg, you know, they're a bunch of nerds. They find an alien, they have to help the alien. I think it just, while I do like Simon Pegg and Nick Frost, I love Hot Fuzz and Shaun of the Dead, this just looks totally ridiculous. It looks like Due Date if there is an alien involved. So I'm going to have to give that a nay, but I will see it, and I will possibly review it. The second one is one I'm looking forward to the most, and that is The Lincoln Lawyer with Matthew McConaughey and Ryan Phillippe. I read the book for this movie. The book is amazing. I know anyone that likes courtroom dramas or thrillers, even mysteries where there's twists, this is your book. This is your movie. This looks like a great movie. I'm gonna give this a Yahoo. You know, not a yay, a Yahoo. I am looking forward to this. I want to see this Friday fucking night, if not Thursday at midnight. I usually go see a midnight movie once or twice a month. So, we'll see. And the third one is Limitless with Bradley Cooper and Robert De Niro. I don't know what to think about this. There is a book for this movie, but I have not read it because it costs $30 on iTunes. So, I'll go check the computer. But as for Limitless, I give it a... Well, I will admit that it is a cool concept. I will also admit it that I'm not the biggest fan of Bradley Cooper and De Niro. I think that they're both past their past the prime, to say the least. So I would give that a low yay. All right? Low yay. And that is going to do it for our Out This Weekend segment. People, the reason why I'm so tired is because I just got back from the gym like 20 minutes ago thinking, okay, half an hour of rest will do me some good, not realizing that that half hour of rest was so painful. I just got a personal trainer, and today was our first session, and at 3 o'clock, and I'm like, yeah, it's all right, you know. But if people, if you don't know me, I'm fat as hell in real life. And, you know, I've been trying to get skinny for, you know, just, everyone always, they're asking me now, like, why all of a sudden do you want to change? And I'm like, because I'm really tired of being fat. I'm really tired of being the last one picked for teams. I'm really tired of being, you know, shot down by girls. I'm really tired of just being made fun of. You know, I'm trying to be healthier. It doesn't hurt the fact there is a girl that I'm trying to get her attention and, you know, being how I am. Not helping me at all. But I walked in there thinking we were going to mix it up, do a little cardio, do a little of this. No, today, because he's like, today we're going to focus on the legs. I'm like, okay, legs. And then he goes on, I actually know the trainer. He's a friend of my brother's. His name is Matt. So I kind of figured Matt would go easy on me because I know him. Did he? No. He chopped my legs off, butt-fucked them, screwed them back on backwards. I mean, I am fat. I am not used to this fucking bullshit exercise people talk about. And, yeah, I have 23 more sessions to go through, and I'm going to die before the... And they're only half-hour sessions. I was a dipshit that wanted a full-hour session. I would kill myself before then. Oh, my God. That's why I sound a little, like... That's why I kind of sound a little winded when I stand up and sit down, because he had me work my hamstrings, and they are just killing me. I am so fucking tired. Because after then, even, I go to leave, and he's like, what are you doing? I'm like, we're done, limping away. He's like, no, you got to go to 20 minutes of cardio. So I'm like, fuck. And figures every cardio machine that would be classified as doable was taken. Then that was available as a treadmill. I'm like, oh, my God. And, of course, Matt was right there, and I had to jog. That was like the worst 20-minute jog. I swear to God, if I wake up tomorrow and I'm not in excruciating pain, it'll be a miracle, me on God's green earth. So that's why I am so tired. This is going to be a super short show. I might get through one, maybe two more segments, unless Dan calls, but otherwise we're just going to end it because, you know. And a lot, people have actually been emailing me because there's an email for the show, craigacton15@yahoo.com. That's the email for the show. It's actually my personal email, but there is a folder that I have filtered for if I get emails about the show. It goes out of there. But, yeah, I got an email from someone saying, why are you being so unprofessional with your show? And I'm like, dude, I'm 17. You really think I care? I do this for shit. You know, I'm not getting paid to fucking make a podcast. I do because it's fun. Is it easy? No. I swear to God, writing Hebrew would be easier than this. Take today's episode. No co-host. I feel like I got the shit kicked out of me. And, you know, take those two things. And plus, we have not had a caller on the show in 2 or 3 episodes, so the wind has been taken out of my sails. Am I going to stop the show? No. I like doing the show. When I don't feel like this, I like doing the show. So, you know, just hang in there. Hopefully it gets better. And to continue on to that, something I told you I was going to go over, why there wasn't a show yesterday, because I always say Tuesdays at 4, but it's Wednesday at 4:30. Because Time Warner Cable decided to have a little hiccup with their internet, and I could not get iTunes, I couldn't get my Skype. My Skype wasn't working. I'm like, how does that have anything to do with the internet? I always thought it was just between the cameras. All my Google Internet Explorer stuff gone. I'm like, are you kidding me? And it wasn't working until like 9 o'clock at night. So that was why there was not a show, people. Because I actually did get a post on my Facebook, like, why wasn't there a show? And I'm like, well, here's why. Calm down. All right, now I'm going to try and sit here and think. Oh, bad service. This happened about 2 weeks ago, but it's still relevant. how many people, you can comment too on like the website or something, how many people have had bad service recently, like Walgreens, or you go into a Rite Aid and they just treat you like you're the sludge of the earth? I hope it's not just me, because that's honestly how I feel. I went into a Walgreens to buy a newspaper, just a newspaper, and I pay, newspapers are $2 on Sunday. I only get to send the Sunday paper, all right? I walk in there, I grab my paper, I go up there, no one there. Okay. I do this. I'm not the kind of person who I'll like walk over and be like, hey, what are you doing? You got a job? You know, if you're doing something, okay, I'll give you like a minute or two, and then I'll like ring a bell or something, or go find someone. I waited a minute and a half, but I was listening to a really good song on my iPod, too. So that's another thing. If I have a good song on my iPod, it could be 5 minutes, and I won't care if it's a good song. I think it was Saving Me by Nickelback, which is my favorite song of all time. And if you don't think it is, I'll cut you with my pocket knife, all right? I'm joking. I don't want to get called by a cop later. I won't. But it is the best song ever. And I'm sitting there, and the song, it's over, and I'm like, I'm still looking up, and I still no one, and I'm like, 4.5 minutes and still no one. I was pissed. I'm like, are you kidding me? I have to get out of here. I have to do stuff. I have a life. So finally, I did what any sensible person would do. I snapped my fingers. I thought, okay, maybe they don't know that someone's here. Maybe they don't know that there's a customer. They knew. Yeah, they really didn't know. Did they care? That's another question. No, they did not. But the reason why I bring that up is because it's become apparent to me that people in retail have to realize they are doing a job. Their job is to sell me something. Okay, whether you work at a Walgreens, whether you work at a Target, whether you work at a car dealership, you're there. Sell me something, whether it's video games, toys, clothing, whatever. This bitch that I got working for a cashier, I've gotten several times since then, and she's a complete bitch about it. Like, I don't necessarily like smile constantly and be like, hi, how's it going? I'm Christina, hi. No, that creeped me out even more, but she has like this look like I am the evil that walks this earth, and it's my fault because I want to get my shit paid for so I can leave legally. You know, I mean, I was so tempted just to, like, take one of those rubber bands, because they had a rubber band behind the counter. I wanted to wrap that fucking paper into, like, a tight little, like, coil and just toss it over those scanners they have there and fucking leave. I was not in the mood that Sunday. And she goes, oh, sorry, we're having problems with the price checker and makeup. And I looked over when I left. I wasn't going to be, like, I wasn't going to challenge her then. I wasn't in the mood. But I looked over. Yeah, there's two girls that make about. I wanted her to be like, so there had to be four or three of you there to check the price checker. You couldn't just let the makeup chick check it. But of course, she ended up and she's like $2. I hear the $2, and she just gives me a dirty look, and I'm like, bitch, I'll fucking clock you. I don't fucking care. I'm not fucking working here. All right, fuck you. To me, then again, I would hate to work at Walgreens just because you have to be like, hi, how you doing? I'm waiting for someone one day to be, when they say, hi, how you doing? I'm waiting for them to like, be like, pretty shitty, you know, the wife, you know, the kids, you know, Beatrice is getting bigger. I'm waiting for them to really answer that because I'm going to go on another rant right here and I can feel it, but I don't care. And our society, the question, how are you doing, isn't really a question, it's just like a statement. Because the only real answer you can give is, I'm all right. That's it. No one wants to hear your problems. No one wants to hear you. No one. It's the God's honest truth. Unless it's someone that you care about, like a boyfriend, a girlfriend, a friend, a true friend. You know, I mean, all right is just the same answer. I mean, maybe you just lost your job. Maybe your wife just died. They don't want to hear that, and they're not going to hear it because they're doing a job. They really don't care how you're doing. That's just protocol. I should know. I mean, I worked at a Tops for 6 months, and I was a cashier, and the days I had to do the regular cashier, I had to ask them, hey, how you doing? I didn't care how they were doing. I really didn't. They were just stranger number 16,000 for me, but it was protocol. the one time I didn't, I got a demerit because it said I'm not being social with the customer. And I'm like, yeah, I'm cashing out their groceries. I'm not going to ask them if they want to go get a drink later or something, for God's sakes. But whatever. And that's why I work at a movie theater. All you got to do is say, hey, how's it going? All you got to do is say, hello, two for this? Okay, here you go. I do want to do that, though. Just one day, like, answer the question seriously. Like, I don't know, man. Trying to lose weight here, but not going so well. You know, college is around the corner. Like, take a seat and just, like, pull out. Like, if I get a Snickers, just, like, open that, start eating in front of them. I'm like, yeah, you know, I mean, do you want a bite? No? Okay. But I would hate to work at Walgreens just for the simple fact that the Walgreens down my street is right near an old person community, like, where a bunch of retirees live. So, of course, you always get those retirees that, like, won't let anything go. Like, this coupon says $1 off toothpaste. Man, that expired a year and a half ago. But it's, I hate people. People that do that are the epitome of my hate sometimes. It's like, lady, it's a fucking $1 off toothpaste. Pay the fucking dollar. What's the point? You know, if they're, I mean, if someone told me this coupon's not valid, I'm not going to sit there and be like, all right. I'm not going to sit there and be like, well, if you look here, no. I'll be like, oh, it's all right. Unless I honestly don't have the money. And in that case, I'll either, A, I'll challenge it slightly, but then if they would provide some fact, I'll back off, or B, I'll put the product facts. You know, I don't care enough, honestly. It's a fucking coupon. So I'm always stuck on Sunday mornings usually behind some one or two old people that won't let anything go. So then again, I could see her being a little bitchy. I would hate it, too. I would fucking despise these people. I would fucking give them names and, like, asshole, motherfucker, bitch, cunt. You know, fuck them. I do understand. On the other hand, you don't have to go like that to every fucking customer. I'm not a bad customer. I have my iPod in when I go into the Walgreens. I even take an earplug out so I could hear them speak. You know, you're thinking, all right. Yeah, I have terrible hearing for the most part. So, when you think, why would you have an iPod? And to my answer to that is because I need something to do when I'm taking my walks. But, you know, I can just leave both headphones in. I know how much my shit costs. I don't want to hear you talk. I really don't. I don't really give a fuck how you're doing. Unless it's like a hot cashier, and that, you know, you got to try and hit on that. But you never get a hot cashier at a Walgreens. It's like asking to find, you know, Jesus in your grilled cheese. It's never going to happen. That's my rant. And I think honestly, I'm going to end the show 7 minutes early. And I know people are, because for the last 3 weeks, our shows have gotten progressively longer, you know, 35 minutes, 38 minutes, but no co-host. I can't remember a single topic we want to talk about. I don't know why. And I'm just so tired. I'm literally going to go, I'm going to end the show in the next minute. Right after I end this, I'm literally going to go lay down and go to sleep. Fuck dinner. I don't need dinner. Fuck homework. I could suck my cock. Sleep. I have to get off my bed, go back to the computer. Next week will be episode 11. I will be reviewing the movie The Lincoln Lawyer and possibly Paul. You know, hopefully Dan will be on. He could tell you why he wasn't here to embrace the show. So, I'm just getting my computer. Oh, my hamstrings are killing me. Alright. Actually, I do have something I can do. I can do with you people. Hold on a second. See if it'll play. I do have a little music to carry you guys off with. I was on a website called The Parody Farm, and I found a song called Charlie Sheen by Winning. So, see if I can get this to play. Alright, people, I'm going to play a little ditty right here. And then after that, we're going to go. So, hold on a second.
Some are saying that you're bipolar.
Wow, what does that mean?
I guess that, you know, you're on two ends of the spectrum.
Wow. And then what? What's the cure? Medicine? Make me like them? Not going to happen.
I'm by winning. And I was banging 7 gram rock. That's how I roll. That's how I roll.
I'm just winning. I blink and I trip my brain. I have one speed, one gear. Go. Oh, shut up. Shut up. Stop.
And so, you know, move forward.
I use a blender, I use a vacuum cleaner, I use, stop.
You know, household items.
I'm by winning. And I was banging 7 gram rocks.
That's how I roll. That's how I roll.
I'm just waiting. I blink and I trip my brain. I have one speed, one gear, go. Yeah, I am on a drug. It's called Charlie Sheen. Stop. It's not available because if you try it once, you will die. Your face will melt off and you're ruby-eyed, armless children.
Wow, what does that mean?
I'm by winning. I was banging 7 gram rocks. That's how I roll. That's how I roll.
I'm just winning.
I blinked and I cured my brain. I have one speed, one gear, go. You know, I get tiger blood.
That, hold on a second. That is the song Charlie Sheen Auto-Tune by The Parody Farm. You can get it off iTunes for $1, or you can go to theparodyfarm.com to get that song and many other great auto-tune songs, including the classic Net Rapist song. I don't remember the name. But we're going to go, so until next week, I'm Craig Acton, and have a good week.